And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to give you a big virtual high five. Get that hand up there. Here it comes. Slap. There you go. There's your high five. And some of you are going, Al, what did you just high five me for? Okay, here's why I high fived you. Some of you, now that high five wasn't intended for everybody in the audience. It was really just intended for a portion of the audience. And I'm not trying to alienate those of you that I didn't intend to high five. What I'm trying to do is make a point. So I'm picking on a certain segment of our community on the radio, and I'm giving these people a high five. So who am I picking on, and why am I picking on them? All right, the people I'm picking on are the people that just achieved the massive prize. They've just gone to their computer. They have looked at what they've been doing for the last 17-ish years, and they have realized that they have amassed an amount of money in a college fund. Yeah, they have amassed a certain amount of money. Now, what's that amount of money? That amount of money is a big number. That amount of money is something that they saved a long time for. Now, chances are, when the baby was born, mom or dad, or mom and dad collectively, got the bright idea that the child should go to college. The child is ours. The child is beautiful. The child shall grow up, and the child shall go to college, and the child shall have a wonderful career in the United States of America. And that's exactly what goes through people's brains, right? So they realize instantaneously that college is expensive. I remember when I went to college, way back in the Flintstone days, way back in the 1980s is when I went to college. And I remember that going to college cost a certain amount of money. I remember that it cost, I think it was something around, I don't know, $10,000 a year to go to college. Now, I know some of you you were taking a sip of coffee and you almost puked back in your cup because I said it only cost $10,000 to go to college. Some of you know it costs a lot more than that to go to college, right? Okay, but what I'm relating to you is what it was. What it was back in the Flintstone days, back in the 80s, back when I went to a private college. I remember it cost the United States government roughly $10,000 a year to send my butt to college. And the reason the government sent me to college is because I signed up for, competed for, and earned a 4-year Army ROTC scholarship because I couldn't afford to go to college. That was the only way I was going to get to college, was to sell my soul to the government. So what did I do? I shamelessly sold my soul to the government. So let's take a step back and let's think about how much money the United States government spent for little Al Gordon to go to college. Well, there was year one, $10,000. Year two, $10,000. Year three, $10,000. Year four, $10,000. That's $40,000. Now, they didn't pay for room and board. Back in the day, those scholarships did not include room and board. So I had to come up with money to pay for room and board. And I seem to recall that amount was, now I lived really frugally. Let me be very clear about that. I seem to recall that amount of money to be roughly around $4,000. So if you take $4,000, multiply it by 4 years, it cost me $16,000 to go to college. It cost the government $40,000 to send me to college. So collectively, it was $56,000 for me to go to college. Some of you are sitting on your chair going, man, I wish college were cheap like that again. Well, college is not cheap like that. Again, as a matter of fact, a Fox News report just came out not too long ago, and they indicated in their report that the cost to go to college was literally $307,000 to go to a 4-year college. And I thought to myself, that's a lot of money. But that number seems real familiar to me. I wonder why that number seems so familiar to me. And then it dawned on me. I did some research. I did. I did some research, and I was trying to figure out what it costs to go to college in today's day and age. I realized that you cannot send your beautiful children to college for 4 or 5 years for $56,000 anymore. That opportunity was left on the table in the 1980s. It was left on the table in the 1980s. If you didn't pick it up in the 1980s, it didn't follow you into the new millennium, right? Okay, so what does it cost to go to college? Well, my research, which is based on the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, based on their 2020 report, not a 2024 report, but a 2020 report. So it's a little bit dated. Okay, so a little bit has happened in the world since I got these numbers. In addition to that, I went to another website called collegetuitioncompare.com, and their site is relatively current. So what I wanted to figure out was, how much money does it cost to go to college? And let's assume you go to college for 4 years. Now, I realize some people go to college for 5 years, but let's just look at what it costs to go to college for 4 years. Well, there's a loss in earning potential. Yeah, what's that got to do with going to college? Well, you think about it for a minute. Think about it. I want you to take a step back. When you're going to college full-time, that's literally your full-time job. You have elected to spend your 40 hours or more per week focused on your education. You did not make the decision to go to work. As a result of that, you left money on the table. There are people that would have hired you. They would have paid you easily $40,000 per year, because that's what the statistics are telling me. So what about that option? By the way, this option is only for those of you that I gave the high five to at the beginning of the show. Those of you who have achieved, say, $327,000 in savings so that you can send your child to college. Here's your option. Don't send them to college. Yeah, now some of you are thinking, yeah, that's a good idea, man. I'm going to take that $327,000 and I am going to party like a Viking. I'm going to buy a boat. I'm going to go out on the water. I'm going to have a blast. No, you're not. That's not what you're doing, because your child is still in play here. Remember, you spending all of your child's money is not a good idea. So what's a good idea? Well, one idea that you have is to go ahead and spend it on college. Here's what I think. I think you should buy real estate with it. I do. I think you should buy single family houses, and not just any single family house. A nasty, ugly, dirty, smelly, broken single family house. That's what I think you should buy. And not just one of those. I think you should buy a bunch of those. I do. I think you should buy a bunch of those. And here's why. $327,000. Let's say you've got $327,000. I had a property. Now, I have the opportunity, because I'm a Lifestyles Unlimited member, because I'm connected with a lot of different sources, I have the opportunity to get up in the morning, make a cup of coffee, walk into my office, take a look at my inbox, and I have the opportunity to screen a variety of real estate investment opportunities. Now, these investment opportunities are single family or multifamily assets. When somebody sends me land, you know what I do? I hit delete. Yeah, I hit delete. And the reason I hit delete is because I don't invest in land. I invest in residential income producing assets, either single family or multifamily assets. Because one thing I learned from the pandemic is that everybody absolutely needs a place to live. What I suggest you do is you educate your child on how to invest in real estate. The easiest way to do that is to have them become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe you ought to join first so that you can see what you would be putting your child through. You can go out and you can invest in assets that produce cash flow, equity capture, principal pay down, natural appreciation, you get tax advantages. And then if you're doing just the multifamily and multifamily only, there's something called forced appreciation, which we're not going to get into on today's show, because I'm just going to talk about single family. But at the end of the day, what I'm suggesting to you is that we could make your child a millionaire and they would never have to go to college. I will tell you, Had I learned about Lifestyles Unlimited many, many, many years ago, I would be a multi-millionaire right now, because I would have had a whole lot more time available to me to invest in real estate, make the returns that real estate produces, and in addition to that, growing my real estate portfolio. So what I suggest you do is not send your child to college. What I suggest you do is you send your child to Lifestyles Unlimited. Allow us to educate your child on how to invest correctly in multifamily and single family assets. Because the trade-off, the takeaway is this: I can turn them into a millionaire. I can totally turn them into a millionaire. With $327,000, we can turn them into a millionaire. Interested? Stick around. More on this after the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm suggesting that you take that big bag of money that you have saved up for your child and not spend it on college. I'm serious. Don't spend it on college. Spend it on real estate. Take that money and buy real estate with it. Yeah, I can't make it any clearer than that. So what am I getting at? There's a property, just one property, that came across my desk. It's a single family house. Nothing special. Built in 1946. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,100 square feet. It's in the greater San Antonio market. This property is available for $95,000. Now, the reason we can buy it for $95,000 is this place is trash. It's going to take like $80,000 to fix this place up. All right, so this property needs a lot of work. But if you put the work into the asset, the property will be worth, in the general market, $225,000. How do you do this? First thing you do is you get educated. Because if you're educated by Lifestyles Unlimited, you don't even need the rest of this radio show. You already know what to do. $95,000 compared to a $225,000 after repair value price works out to be about 42 cents on the dollar. We can buy this asset for 42 cents on the dollar because it's in bad shape. It's dirty, it's broken, it's nasty. I don't know if it smells bad, but I would venture to say this one smells bad. So what about bad smelling properties? What's my hang up with bad smelling properties? I like bad smelling properties because if they smell bad, it means other people will walk away from them. Oh, it smells too bad. I don't want to clean that up. Well, I do. I do want to clean that up. Because when I clean that pile of house up, you know what I was going to say. I didn't say it though, did I? I didn't say it. All right. The reason I'm going to fix this thing up is because when I fix it up, I'm going to capture $40,000 in equity. $40,000 in equity. Now, many of you are thinking, that's a lot of equity, Al. $40,000, that's pretty significant. On a $225,000 property, that's very significant. Yes, it is. But it's not the only equity that I'm going to have in the property. I'm also going to have equity from the cash that I used to buy the property with. And because I know how to buy the property a very specific way, it's only going to cost me 10.4% for my down payment. 10.4% for an investor property. Now, I know there are those of you out there going, foul, time out. You can't get a loan investor property for 10.4% down. You need to put 20% down. That's the way it works. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's the way your version works. It's not the way my version works. The way my version works is that I'm using a hard money loan, and I'm using that hard money loan to acquire the property and cover a majority of the repair costs. The only thing that hard money loan doesn't cover is about $23,000 worth of acquisition and repair costs. That's my contribution, the amount of money I need to reach into my pocket and pull out, $23,500. But by doing so, and by controlling my costs, and by keeping my acquisition and my repair costs to wholesale pricing, I'm into this property for about $185,000. But the property is worth $225,000 in the marketplace. That gives me an additional $40,000 in equity that I'm capturing in this particular asset. So how much equity do I have? Well, let's do the math. I've got $23,500 from the cash that I actually put into the asset. I have $40,000 more of additional equity that I acquired because I bought this property correctly. So I'm sitting on $63,500 of equity in a $225,000 property. I'm doing fine. I'm doing totally fine. Now, the other thing I want you to know about this property is that this property, it cash flows. It pays a set amount of money every month. How do you determine what that amount of money is? Okay, what you do is you take the rent that the property can command and you charge that rent to a resident that lives in that property that signs a one-year lease and agrees to take care of the property and keep you informed if anything goes wrong. And you, in exchange, will provide them clean, functional workforce housing. You will take care of any repairs that need to be done because you're not a slumlord. You want them to enjoy a beautiful place to live. And in exchange for that, they're going to give you one-third of the money they make every month. So they give you that rent every month, and then you pay your associated expenses assigned to that property. So what are your expenses going to be? Well, you have principal and interest, because you're going to leverage the property. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we'll take a deep dive into this topic. I can't do it on the radio right now, but when you become a member, we'll do it for you. You're also going to pay the taxes and the insurance due on that property, because you're going to insure the property against perils, and taxation is something you just can't avoid. So you will have to pay real estate taxes on the property. Now, you're not going to have any expenses for maintenance. Now, some of you are thinking, wait a minute, don't I have to have like a 10% holdback for maintenance costs? And here's the answer. No, you don't. Because when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you will learn that what we do is we go in and we fix or repair anything that could go wrong within that asset within a 5 to 7 year time period. Meaning, if it's going to break, we know about it and we've already repaired it. So we're not going to get those late night phone calls. We're not going to get phone calls at 2 a.m. We're not going to get phone calls when we're on the lake on the weekend with our friends, because nothing breaks. The property is in good shape. So once you pay those expenses against the rent, what is left over is your monthly cash flow. This particular asset is positioned to produce $304 a month in cash flow. Now, some of you are going, dude, I can't live off of $304. What I'm suggesting is that you should be earning $304 per month in this particular asset. Because when you annualize that $304, what it does for you is it provides you an annual income of over $3,600 per year. That gives you a 15.5% return on investment just on the cash on cash. And that's just one way that we're making money in this asset. How in the world am I going to convince you that one single property that pays cash flow of $304 per month is going to turn your child into a millionaire? You want to know how it's done, right? Because you can't put your mind around it. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, right? Unless you have the power of arithmetic. When you have the power of arithmetic, I can turn not only your kid, I can turn you into a millionaire. And here's the point. Many of you listening to the show, you don't have kids, or you do have kids, and maybe your kids decided, yeah, you know what, Dad, I appreciate you saving up all that money, but I'm going to go to trade school. So you don't need all that money, right? So what do you do with all that money? You still do what I suggest. You still spend it on your children, unless you want to be the one that's going to build up this empire. You take the money that you were going to give your kids and you keep it for yourself, in which case you build up the empire. And then when you die, you hand it back to the kid. Now, it doesn't help the kid right away, but at the end of the day, you've made $1 million, right? Mission creep. Yeah, I just hit you with mission creep. See, I came to you with an idea, and then I modified the idea and made you think about the idea in a different way, right? Okay, here's the big takeaway. Whether you do it whether your kid does it, it is a better opportunity for either of you to obtain financial freedom than for you to do what you've been doing for the last 10, 20, 30 years, and for your kid to do the same thing. Go to school, get good grades, get into the workforce, trade time for money. Next thing you know, 30, 40 years down the road, they're looking at a 401k, trying to figure out, like you're trying to figure out, whether or not they can retire themselves. Scary, isn't it? It scared me, and I'm the one, I don't even live that scenario. All right, so how do we turn the kid into a millionaire? Simple. We multiply. We multiply that one house by 14. Where did I get 14 from? Okay, here's where I got 14 from. You ready for it? This is not rocket scientist stuff, but this is stuff that rocket scientists wish they knew. I took the $327,000 that you saved up that you were going to hand over to the college so that your child can go to school for the next 4 years. I took that number and I divided it by $23,500. Why did I divide it by $23,500? Because that's how much money our cash out of pocket requirement was on that one house that I talked to you about in the last segment, right? So here's the game plan. You buy the one house and you buy 13 more houses like it. 13 more houses like it. Now, some houses might cost you a little bit more cash out of pocket. Some might cost you less cash out of pocket. Some houses might provide you more cash flow every month. Some houses might provide you less cash flow every month. But if we just use this one house as a baseline and say that everything kind of averages with this single family house, we can do a projection for 14 houses. And you know what I've determined? I've determined that if your child were to buy 14 houses over a period of 14 months, that at the end of 5 years, you know what their net worth would be if they sold all the properties? If they just sold and liquidated, you know how much money they would have? $1,596,301. Let's just round up. Shall we just round up? Let's just call it $1.6 million. You've taken $327,000 and you've turned it into $1.6 million in a 5 year period of time. And all you did was you educated yourself, repurposed money, bought 14 assets, and then collected the rents for 5 years and then sold everything. $1.6 million. How old would your 18-year-old be in 5 years? It's not trick math. 23, right? Imagine your 23-year-old rolling around with $1.6 million in their pocket at the age of 23. What do you think about that? Yeah, I'm serious. What do you think about that? Now, some of you are like, well, no, you know, 23-year-old should have $1.6 million available to them because they'll just go out and do something stupid. Well, here's the point. They didn't do anything stupid, did they? Because they created $1.6 million. They have proven over the last 5 years they can be disciplined, that they can buy real estate assets, that they can own and operate those real estate assets. And they could ultimately dispose of those assets after 5 years and have $1.6 million available to them. It's pretty nice return on investment, don't you think? Works out to be like a 350-some-odd% return on investment. Where can you get 350% return on investment? Real estate. I just showed you. Well, I didn't show you. I told you. Yeah, because it's radio. I can't really show you anything on radio, can I? All right. So at the end of the day, what's the better approach? Sending your child to college or sending your child to Lifestyles Unlimited? I think it's the Lifestyles Unlimited route. If you heard John last week, John is one of these guys whose parents had a bunch of money that they saved up for him. And what did they tell John? They said, John, you've got a choice. You can do the traditional route. You can do what all your friends are doing. Or you can do something a little bit different. Something that not everybody is doing. Something that not everybody knows how to do. So what did John do? He went option B. He didn't take the traditional route. He went for an education in life. At the age of 18 years of age, he found himself owner and operator of a 50-unit apartment community in a less than desirable area of Houston. And you know what John did? John grew up. John became a man. He became a man in that apartment community because his dad said, you got two options, swim or sink. And John isn't big on sinking. If you listen to the interview with that young man, I say young man, he's 40 years of age. He's an older man to some of you. He's been doing real estate for 18 years. 18 years as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's one of our members whose parents took that option and said, you know what? Let's do it differently. You could come into the steel business like the rest of us, or we could try something completely different with your college money. So they went the different route. Now, John, he didn't do it with single family assets. He did it with multifamily assets. But what I'm laying out for you today is a roadmap that you can get it done with single family assets. It's pretty simple. Now, how hard is it to find a real estate asset that you can buy for less than $25,000? I'm looking at a bunch of them right now in my inbox. Now, there's some that cost a little bit more than $25,000. But I would say about 70% of those single family houses that I looked at before I came on the radio show that are available for sale are under $25,000 cash out of pocket. So you can find those readily available. How many houses can pay you at least $300 a month in cash flow? Well, I'm looking at the list, and well over half of them produce over $300 per month in cash flow. You can find the assets that you need. You can find the asset. You can acquire the asset. You can renovate the asset. You can lease the asset out by placing it back into service as clean, functional workforce housing. And then you can operate the asset. How hard is it to operate a single family house that you've completely fixed up? And you've got a great resident in there that understands that their biggest responsibility in life is to pay you on the first of the month. And they pay you every month on the first of the month. Full amount every month. How hard is it to operate that? Not at all. It ain't hard at all. What if you had 14 of them? How hard is it to operate 14 of them? Not hard at all. It's just 13 more iterations of what you just did. See, here's the other thing that I didn't even bother to tell you. Let's say you bought all of these assets, and let's say you just held them for, I don't know, 2 years, and you decided to sell the properties at the end of 2 years. You would be a little bit short of that $1 million mark. You'd be about $962,000 and change. But what could you do with $962,000? You could do a lot. You could buy multifamily assets. You could buy 28 single family houses. Heck, you could buy more than 28. You would be in the 40s, like 42. You would be building a dynamic lifestyle for yourself where your income is based on cash flow and net worth. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.